This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday. I remember saying to Kara on Friday, hey, it's Friday again. And that seemed like maybe a nanosecond ago. It's Monday, the 17th of September, and I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program without J and without V. So C is here. We can call it the D&C show. I don't know that that has great implications for women and their feminine health, but we'll kind of put that identification out of the picture for a moment. And I know that Kara's working on something. This is the world of technology gone awry. As I've said many times on this program, this is the most difficult radio program in the history of radio, seriously, because there are so many components to it, so many moving parts. That is, the people who are on the air, this number of people, four in four different places. So we have to make sure all of the pieces fit. Jennifer was up doing some political thing until well into the night, so she's not, in the words of the sweetest bird, not chirping too well this morning. And Victoria's technical situation seems to have gone awry, and it's not because of the weather. They didn't get as much rain there. I don't know, Kara, how much rain did you get in Washington, or is it still raining?
Absolutely nothing this weekend.
Yeah.
I think we're supposed to get some thunderstorms today. That's when it's supposed to roll through. But even then, maybe a little bit of water, but not much.
Nothing big. But Florence does continue to dump a lot of water all over the what we would call the southeast, or what we would call, everybody would call it, the southeast. Not a hurricane any longer, referring just to Florence, tropical form, tropical, hello, try it again, Doug. Don't tell me this is going to be a day for me, one of those rare moments when I get my tongue caught behind my eye, teeth, and can't see what I'm saying. Well, let's try. Give it the old college try, the old radio try. Can you imagine how many tons of rain have been dropped down in the Carolinas? The storm broke North Carolina's record for the most rainfall ever. Previous record was 24 inches, set back in 1999. Swansboro, North Carolina, so far has received the most rainfall, 31 inches or more, actually, at this point. So you can imagine the governor released a statement saying that the danger of flooding is the bigger problem. And it is, and it was, all weekend, the biggest problem. The rain, the flooding. Oh, and the environmental folks are all worked up about this, too, like they could do something about it. But there are a number of toxic waste sites, and sometimes when there's this much water, it's more than they can handle. And so, because they don't make them to the highest possible, they don't think about what's the worst scenario, just, oh, well, it was done that way over here, so we'll do it that way over there. And so that's something that, again, bad management. NASA and the National Oceanographic Administration say some parts of North Carolina could see more rainfall today. Likely, many areas will have, by the time this is all over, over 40 inches of rain. You can't imagine that unless you have lived in it. And you look at some of the pictures from these areas. The governor is Roy Cooper, and he's been going around the state trying to make people feel better about what the situation is there. And I don't know how you make people feel better. The options are tough when it's a relentless storm. And that's really what Florence was, relentless. It started on Friday and is pounding away, just 2 feet of rain in a day for some places. You look at some of the video as the helicopters have gone over, and some of this is from drones. The houses are certainly the first floor, but a lot of these areas, the Carolinas don't have a lot of at least places that I've visited, don't have a lot of 2- and 3-story homes. Many of them are on a slab. They don't have basements either. So anyway, the people who have made reference to it as biblical flooding, hello, 40 days and 40 nights? No. So anyway, I don't know what else we say about this. A few tornadoes have been spawned by all of this, and they've got a dangerous situation. It'll be a long time before school gets back. I always, when I'm thinking about these sorts of things, I'm thinking about how it was when I was a kid and we had hurricanes. There haven't been real serious hurricanes in Massachusetts for quite a long time, but I remember as a kid seeing a part of town which is, we have 4 villages in Framingham, and this little village is called Saxonville, and there were 10 feet of water down in Saxonville Square. People were wading in it, people were swimming in it, and there's all kinds of typhoid. Oh, people got so sick from it, because all of the reference I made a few minutes ago to what happens under the circumstance when there is this kind of flooding to the sewerage and to cemeteries. I remember seeing caskets and bodies floating around that, you know, you certainly wouldn't recognize. But that's one of the reasons, that, and those are from the old cemetery, so there's not much to recognize. But when you, not to get too gross, the old cemeteries, they just dug holes in the ground and they put wooden caskets in the ground. Now they put liners in them so that they can't do what was done under these circumstances when the water would compromise the water would compromise the cemeteries. Most cemeteries around here are built on a hill, so they just wash out all the water, washes away the gravel and the dirt. And so under the circumstances, whatever is under the dirt, in this case bodies and some of the tombstones get, you know, they don't float because they're made out of granite. But anyway, so you get the picture. Enough flooding so that it really is a problem. Meanwhile, here in Massachusetts, over the weekend, a lot of people still were not back in their homes. Remember on Friday we were talking about the explosions and the gas fires that caused a big problem Thursday night into Friday and into Saturday and into yesterday. One, I think there were more, I think there were 7 deaths altogether in this thing. 12 families, homes completely destroyed. A pipeline, the gas pipeline was overpressurized, and that's what caused the explosions. There were 60 fires in 3 neighborhoods in 3 communities all around Boston, Attleboro, North Attleboro, and Lowell. The governor said that he was putting Eversource Energy in charge of coordinating the response to the explosion. They aren't the ones who owned the, well, maybe it was Columbia Gas, maybe it was a subset of, I'm not sure, because they're all these damn companies, they're all the same now anyway. There was a lot of problem with the original company, Columbia Gas, not responding, and that's why Eversource, I guess, was put in charge of coordinating the response. There have been a lot of investigations into some of these gas companies, maybe in your area as well. Here in Massachusetts, they've been fined a couple of $100,000 a year for safety violations. Improper pressure is one of them. So here, this is the kind of stuff, there'll be so many lawsuits, this company would probably be put out of business. They have insurance, but this is just homes destroyed, lives ruined, businesses completely leveled. This looked like a war zone. It really did. The gas pipeline controller noticed air pressure surge in their Lawrence neighborhoods, and that's the time the explosions took place. So there was that. And then, I know this sounds like the Massachusetts report, but a lot of people are talking about this. Somebody was killed off the shore, off the coast of Cape Cod over the weekend. Shark attack. This is the first time this has happened in 80 years. A male swimmer dying off the coast of the Cape. There was a post over the weekend in Facebook. The Wellfleet Police Department announced that the swimmer, who was apparently a good swimmer in his 20s, bitten and then really I'm talking about. This is right out of the movie Jaws. It was on the beach swimming, and then the screaming started, shark, 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 shark! Local fisherman who was on the shore when the attack happened said, quote, this has turned into Amity Island very quickly. The victim, Arthur Medici, pulled from the water, got first aid, but he died at the hospital. He was riding his boogie board. I don't know what a boogie board is. Carrie, you know what a boogie board is?
I can't believe.
Is?
We've had this conversation before. I can't believe you don't know what that is. It's the little, it's not rectangular. It's kind of, it's square on the bottom and then it goes up. But it's like a half a surfboard, the top half of the surfboard. And you just lie on it. And yeah, it's a little thing that you can float on or you can ride the waves in. Yeah, so it's something that like all kids, all teenagers.
Why do they call it a boogie board though? What's the significance of it?
I don't know. I don't. I mean, you could if you really wanted. You could do the boogie on whatever you wanted, but it's. Mm-hmm. I don't know the history of the name of it. It's just what it's called.
All right. So that attack came a month after a New Yorker fought off a shark off the coast of the Cape as well. He was pretty badly injured and he's still in the hospital. But the last fatal shark attack here in Massachusetts with 16-year-old Joseph Troy. He was bitten in the waters off Mattapoisett in July of 1938. Wowie zowie. So, that's the story. Where's the theme from Jaws when we need it? It's not funny, actually. It's kind of sad that it was this kind of thing that pointed out how dangerous it can be when the waters are this warm. The sharks go where the water is warm. That's why you never see any of them up here in the wintertime. You see them all down south, and there seem to be more of them. So maybe that's an appropriate way for us to get into a discussion. This is rather complicated but interesting. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, announced over the weekend that he was launching one of the most amazing, these are his words, this is how he put it, one of the most amazing products ever. It's called Bleed Stop. Bleed Stop. Bleed Stop will stop bleeding in seconds. So you have a cut, that sort of thing. This is something new for major cuts. What you do is you go to the website, MyPillow.com, and check this out. Comes in a three-pack, but there's an exclusive offer for people who have bought things online at MyPillow.com. That's a lot of times we're told of these things. If you're a DJV listener and you've ordered using the DJV code, you're liable to get all kinds of things. And people love this because they take advantage of the specials, like the sheets that we've been talking about that are on special right now. The MyPillow mattress topper is on special right now. The Premium Plus pillows are on special right now. Heck, practically everything in the catalog. But you really should. If I'm going to get this, because a lot of times I'm on the tractor, I'm on the farm, and I cut my hands or cut my arm, cut my legs, and this will stop it right away. Most comfortable way for you to stop any kind of really serious cut or injury that way. It doesn't seem like you'd find that at MyPillow, but this fellow's got a great mind, very inventive mind, and he puts it to good use. So start with the pillows and look around. The website, again, MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. I give you the best example. One MyPillow is regular price. Second one is free. You order one MyPillow, you get the second one free. That's how you get started. Then look around the site, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Speculating on what was going to happen with Paul McCartney's new album. Well, it's the first number one album for him in over 36 years. That's quite an achievement, don't you think? Think about that as a span of his career. He started as a teenager. And now he's got a new studio album called Egypt Station. It's on top of the Billboard 200 list. Billboard says the vast majority of sales of this new album, traditional album, that is the hard record sales because it's on vinyl. Egypt Station gives McCartney his eighth number one album since he started on his own. The first one, though, already sales, put it at number one. He's led that list for three consecutive weeks now since 1982. Go back to 82 with the Tug of War, where he had three weeks at number one. McCartney's tally of eight number one albums includes his albums with Wings, some of which were credited to Paul McCartney and Wings. The Beatles still own the record for most number one albums on the charts. 19 of those. 19 Beatle albums were number one.
That is so Isn't that crazy. Amazing? Yeah.
The Beatles last led the tally with the Greatest Hits collection called Number One, which spent 8 weeks at number one in December, January, and February of 2000 and 2001. Also, Egypt Station starts with 147,000 copies sold before it even went on the market. That was before it was physically available. Tallies McCartney's largest sales week for an album in 10 years. Egypt Station launch bolstered by sales from a concert ticket album and sale redemption offer that was made available as McCartney was doing his last tour. Number of merchants An album bundle package is available on his website as well. So there's all kinds of ways of buying this. McCartney was in full-on promo mode during this past week or so. He was all over TV. He was on Carpool Karaoke again. It's been a great run for him. If you haven't seen the Carpool Karaoke, which debuted actually a couple of months ago as he started promoting this, it's been viewed 32 million. Talk about crazy. Kara says, that's crazy. It is. 32 million people have looked at that. It was followed by an hour-long special, August 20th, titled Carpool Karaoke, when Corden met McCartney live from Liverpool, which included some unreleased footage from their karaoke shoot. So, good news for those of you who are fans of Paul McCartney. And I guess this comes from that same venue, Kara, Taylor Swift, and her people announcing over the weekend that she has broken concert attendance records, 5 shows remaining on the U.S. leg of her Reputation Stadium tour. She is savoring these moments. History has been made at major stadiums. And so she posted a note on Instagram saying her fans broke the concert attendance record at the Lucas Oil Stadium Saturday night, 67,000 people there. She shared the update along with a set of instant photo snapshots of herself taken with her special edition Fujifilm Instamax camera, whatever. They're promoting that with her coming out in October, so just in time for Christmas. Before making her way overseas, she performs in St. Louis, I think, tomorrow, New Orleans on Friday, and then goes to Texas for some shows over the weekend. So that's the update on Taylor Swift at 28 after the hour.
Essential time management. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Anytime you have a task to do, you have options. You can complain about the task you have. You can procrastinate. You can talk about it. You can do many things. In fact, or you can just plain do it. The faster you do it, however, the faster you'll get it done. You see, when it comes to essential time management, there is no fancy advice. Just plain practical wisdom. Just do it. Do what you have to do. Do what's most important first. Just get it done. Because at the end of the day, just as there's no such thing as half dead, you're either dead or alive, there's also no such thing as a task half done. If you have something to do, it's either done or it's not done. And you need it done, so do it. For inspiration along the way to get done all the things you need to do, listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with the legendary motivator and NFL great Ray Lewis.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Relief crews are racing to the Carolinas to help out after Hurricane Florence, now a depression still bringing rain to much of the Mid-Atlantic. Aaron Ruslander is a first responder from Maryland heading down to the storm zone.
It would be no different if we had a catastrophic incident here. Those folks down there would come here north. We are brotherhood and sisterhood. We always work together.
Storm-related deaths have risen now to 18. USA Senate Republicans are responding to the sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh just days before he faces a confirmation vote. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says he finds it disturbing the allegations from over 35 years ago would come out just days before such a vote. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Before half the hour, Monday, the 17th of September. I'm Doug Steffen. Been a long time since I did a program all by myself, but I spent a long time doing programs by myself. So I guess it's a skill that has been acquired and not left me, even though I like having the other points of view. DJ V, Doug, Jen, Victoria, neither Jennifer nor Victoria is here for various reasons, technical and otherwise. So it's left to me and Kara Schillers, that's controls in our studio in Washington, to work our way through the normal course of events. Big story, I guess that, and big stories. I find the euphemisms that are used to describe some of the things that people are talking about, I don't use, although we use the term trending, because a lot of what we have, at least the, not necessarily the knowledge, but our nose is led around, it seems, by what's on social media. And I find that to be preferable, frankly, to looking at the newspapers or the various sources of info that I have, because they spectacularize everything. Everything is a problem. Look out! It's bad! It's horrible! It can be worse! I just don't like that approach, and I don't think it's a way to approach things, and never have liked that approach. You know, once in a while you get sucked into things like the hurricane, but then there are lots of other things, and most of the things that are going on, if they aren't related to governments and to the naturalness of what goes on the earth, they are related to people. Thus, my focus frequently on people in the news. Richard Gere being example number one of that, going to be a father again, expecting his second child, and his new wife, Alejandra Silver, announced the news. The first child with his new wife, she wrote on Instagram over the weekend under a picture of the Dalai Lama blessing her baby bump. Quote, a very special moment just a few minutes ago. That was the Dalai Lama blessing her baby bump. Getting blessings for our precious child to come. She also wrote, we couldn't announce it before telling His Highness the Dalai Lama. She is a Spanish businesswoman, activist. Shared a message on her in Spanish as well. Richard Gere has an 18-year-old son with his ex-wife, Carrie Lowell. You may remember her. She was on Law & Order for a long time. She was one of the Bond girls, I think back in the era when, I'm trying to remember who the James Bond was that she was with, but it's not important. I just remember her from the, I remember David Lavie, what's his name? Yeah, Richard Lavie, yeah, no, Richard Davi, that's it. He was the bad guy in that movie. So anyway, but she was the first wife, and now he's 69. A baby is the second child for Ms. Silva, who has a 5.5-year-old son named Albert from her marriage before Richard Gere. So that's that story. Thought it was interesting over the weekend, a lot of yakking about Soon Yi Previn. You know her. She has her relationship with Woody Allen. She claims Mia Farrow abused her. She's Woody Allen's wife. Remember, she was the adopted child of Farrow and Woody Allen, and then married him in a disgusting...
I read this story this morning because I saw it, and I was like, well, I wonder what she has to say about it. And that whole family just sounds horribly messed up. I mean, if the thing... So she said that Mia Farrow was not a loving mother at all, that, you know, she would try and teach her the alphabet using blocks, and then if she was... she couldn't figure it out, then Mia Farrow would throw blocks at her or something like that. And so she made it sound like her mother was kind of abusive to her. And then she talked about how she hurt her ankle at soccer practice one time, and that Woody Allen came to pick her up, and that's when things, you know, started softening between them. And then when she was a 21-year-old freshman in college, she came home and they were watching a movie together and he kissed her, and that's when the whole affair started. And I don't know, the whole thing just feels a little like Stockholm Syndrome to me. Like, things weren't great with her mom, and her adopted dad took advantage of that, and somehow she made it, you know, she told herself that it was a romantic relationship. I just would not want to be within 100 feet of of them.
It's easy to get overcooked on something like this. But I think in this circumstance, this particular reality is something to get overcooked about. It just seems creepy.
I know the other creepy. Pharaoh kids, Dylan and Ronan, and then some of their siblings called it out and said, you know, this is a one-sided story. You're saying horrible things about our mother that aren't true. But one of the interesting things, whether it's all true or not, is that the author of the story with the adopted daughter, she's apparently been friends with Woody Allen for 40 years and then wrote this article. So, and you know, you have to take it with a grain of salt or a whole bag of salt.
Let's make sure we do that. All right. I'm finding this is, and I don't even know why I want to give this. I'm going to tell you the story because it's the kind of thing that makes me crazy, that social media is just so damning and damaging. The movie A Star is Born is coming out. I think it's this week. if I'm not mistaken. But if it isn't this week, it's
I think it's October 5th is when it takes.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. So it's two, what is that, 3 weeks from now. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. And if you see the trailers in the movie theaters, looks like quite a good movie. And Gaga is someone that people have lots of anticipation about. She's a very interesting character. Bradley Cooper has become one of our best sort of stock actors, sort of like John Krasinski. Let's see, who else would we name, Kara, that's in that league that's around now? The two Ryans, probably Armie Hammer, Matt Damon, and I think they're...
Yeah, probably
Damon
all of the Chris's, yeah, honestly. Now we've got Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, all of those guys, I think, kind of fit in that category.
All right, so why credibility is being given to this guy, Nico Case?
It's a
you
woman.
And I talked about him off the air. He's a jocker.
It's a woman. So she's a singer-songwriter who's part of the band, the pornographers.
So why would she have special... Why would the news media be all over what she said about the movie? Who cares?
I don't think most people are about it. I think that... I don't know, because everything is shock value now, so if one person says something crazy, then it gets a news story written about it. I kind of understand a tiny bit what she's saying, considering the fact that we just named all of these stock actors who are all kind of, like, they're in their 30s, white guys who all look kind of similar, and what she's basically saying is this movie is giving, you know, kind of mediocre white guys, you know, a star in movies when they're not that great. I personally
like Bradley. It's his movie.
Yeah.
He put it together. It's his. He's produced it. I think he directed it, too.
Yeah, he had everything to do with it, and so he's making the movie, so obviously it makes sense that he's the star in it. But, yeah.
Right. Hello,
Lady Gaga is an amazing artist, and she has had some really amazing things to say about his part in the movie and his directing style and all these other things. So I think it's a load of bull crap. I'm really excited for the movie. So
there you go.
That's all that matters.
Maybe she's angry because
she wasn't cast as
Gaga
instead
of her. Right.
She might be.
So one more bit of gossip. Chris Pratt, who is getting pretty well known as an action hero. Isn't he in the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic Park.
Bunch of other stuff. Yeah. So he is dating Katherine Schwarzenegger, Arnold and Maria's daughter. They are, quote-unquote, very serious. Man, she looks just like her mother. It's interesting. The kid, the son, was in a movie this past winter that was actually quite good. I forget his first name. He looks like the old man, and Katherine looks just like her mother. Just like her mother. So, all right, a little bit of gossip. It's Constitution Day today, Monday, the 17th of September, celebrating to commemorate when delegates came together in Philadelphia at the Constitutional Convention in 1787. The first signing of the Constitution, putting it into action, that sort of thing. The holiday, I don't know if you call today a holiday, but it's a recognition day. And it started in 2004 when then-Senator Robert Byrd, was he from Virginia or West Virginia? Anyway, he got an amendment passed, that renamed the day Constitution Day and Citizenship Day, which requires public schools to provide information on the history of our country's Constitution. Just one day? Should be part of a month-long focus in any civics class, as far as I'm concerned. So, let's see, if we look back at the history of it, this time in 1787, delegates were at Independence Hall in Philadelphia drafting the Constitution. And then, the approved Constitution signed by 39 delegates from 12 states. The only one that didn't sign on was Rhode Island. Delaware was the first state to ratify the Constitution in December of 1787. 9 of the 13 states ratified the Constitution, rendering it officially established in June of 1788. And the election took place, it's about the time Georgie the Wash was sworn in as the first president of the U.S. Remember, they couldn't do like we can do now and have everything instantaneous. So the word had to travel by Pony Express, literally, or messengers. So it took sometimes weeks for the information to get from one place to another about what was going on. But I think the best part of this day is teachers who will take the initiative to teach the Constitution and teach about the Constitution. Today would be, and I think for the month it ought to be. When I was teaching, that was one of the things. I used to do things with teachers from other disciplines. So we would, in this circumstance, go to the history department or the social studies teacher that were teaching civics, and we'd create situations where not only would we learn, the students would learn about the day, but I'd have them write essays on it. So we'd have an English, I taught English and speech in a junior high school, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th graders back in the 60s and 70s. And so we would collaborate, the history teachers. I remember Don McCallion was next to me in his room, and he and I figured out how to do this. We didn't ask anybody. We just figured out how to put the two disciplines together, and then other people started doing it, and it became kind of a thing. But it just made a lot of sense to focus on things like that to make the learning more relevant. You know, let's put, why are we talking about this stuff? So much of what goes on in education is irrelevant, and that's why people kind of lose interest, because it's boring and dumb. So said he. All right, let's see. Speaking of dumb, the Mets were in Fenway Park over the weekend, and they beat the Red Sox 8-0. It may have been, we should call foul on this, it's unfair, because the rat problem at Fenway Park became a real problem. Even though it was a comfortable win for the Mets, they had to deal with rats scurrying around their dugout.
That's really gross.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's an old stadium, there's lots of food laying around. It's got to be, it's in a heavily populated area, it's not exactly a new area, next to the Mass Pike. There's all kinds of stuff going on. They're putting in new railroad tracks next to it. They're disturbing the ground. So the rats are bound to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Noel Syndergaard tweeted that the rat couldn't match up to the average New York City rats, however. He wrote, Fenway was a surreal ballpark to pitch in from a childhood dream perspective. As visiting pitcher on a team in visiting the city, New York City rats are way bigger and way meaner than Boston rats. So there. The rats are not so bad here in Boston. The rats. You dirty rat. Anyway, that's that passes for a sports story, Kara, does it? I guess it does. Speaking. All right, let's get to something that really is good for all of us. Calitrin, Calitrin. We all need our Calitrin. Don't say no. Here we go. Calitrin. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The way to lose weight. It's fabulous. You take Calitrin at bedtime. You go right to sleep. And then as you are into your REM zone, your body goes through rejuvenation. Your brain, everything about your body, when you're, if you're having a good night's sleep, is being repaired. And you have a lot of the body physically and mentally that's regrowing. Calitrin works with your body's natural repair and regrowth stage, helping to support and strengthen the muscle tissue. That is the reason that you're losing weight is because the muscle is denser and it pushes the fat out. You burn it off when you're exercising, and that's how you lose the weight. That happens with me on the farm. I'm busy running around, sweaty, lose that weight. Calitrin has collagen, which is the number one protein in your body. You've lost the ability to create it, so that's why you supplement with it. And then it kind of tweaks your own system, and you start producing it again, so you can lose the fat and lose the weight. Go to toploss.com. Toploss.com is the only place you can get this. Can't get it in the stores. 10% off the deal when you use the DJV code. And if you buy more than three bottles, the fourth one is free. Be sure to check the box for DJV when you're ordering Calitrin at toploss.com. I've lost a solid 12 pounds. Very cool stuff. And it maintains your weight as well. Toploss.com.
Hey, everyone. everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program, but because Victoria is estranged from her technical reality, the purpose of my life at the moment is to bring you up to date on some of these tech stories. I think one of the things to think about in this world of technology too, by the way, as an aside, something Marianne Williamson wrote, the purpose of our lives, of your life and my life, is to give birth to the best that is within us. I love Marianne. You can check her out at her website, Marianne Williamson. She's fabulous. And so it brings me around to thinking about how these people who come up with these ideas, I'm continually saying this to my friends, my children, people I work with. My mind works in a different way. We all have different ways in which our mind works. Who's the person at Apple who figured out how to make the Apple Watch work? And now the Series 4 Apple Watch has rounded corners, larger display, has an ECG scanner in it. It's the most sought-after gadget in the fall hardware overview that Apple has. Nearly every model of the Apple Watch Series 4 not going out till next month, but according to the FDA, this new watch that was unveiled last week is turning into a serious medical device with three new heart monitoring capabilities: low heart rate, heart rhythm detection, and a personal electrocardiogram. Say it again, Doug. Electrocardiogram monitor. it's like an EKG, in a manner of speaking, on your wrist. Apple says that this component will not catch every instance of AFib, but they believe it's going to help a lot of people who didn't otherwise know that they had an issue. My father would have been one of those, were he around. He had a little bit of an AFib, and it became worse and worse and worse. And even though he lived with it for 40 years, it was the reason for his demise. I have a little bit of a thing, but whenever mine starts, I can feel it, and I just take a couple of natural items and just gonzo. Magnesium is great for it. Anyway, so the system allows you to take the electrocardiogram anytime, anywhere, right from your wrist. 30 seconds, you'll know what's going on in your heart. So if you have a heart rhythm problem, if it's beating abnormally, you can get to the doctor right away. You can usually feel it, but this sort of verifies it. And beside your heart health, this new Apple 4 Series watch also helps keep you safe, has a detection component, can detect a fall thanks to a new gyroscope, which measures up to 32 G-forces and can now analyze the wrist trajectory. My God, who figures this out? Remember, this is the replacement for, I've fallen and I can't get up. Sort of an SOS feature is built into the Apple Watch. So, good God. Well, I guess it is good. God, thank you for giving someone the ability to figure this out. Yamaha releasing a fully functioning record player that connects with your digital home audio systems. Let's catch up with that info.
The Geek Out. The resurgence of vinyl and record players has been somewhat lost in the convenience of wireless audio systems. So Yamaha has stepped up and introduced a marriage of these ideas with the MusicCast Vinyl 500, a fully functioning record player sending audio around a home just as if you were using a streaming service or other digital device. A nice addition to the player is that it includes a phono preamp and is also fully compatible with Apple's AirPlay, Spotify Connect, and other wireless platforms. The idea is to allow music lovers an easy way to integrate analog sound into their existing digital home audio systems. The Yamaha MusicCast Vinyl 500 is on sale now for $600 at retailers and online.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, coming up on Thursday of this week, FEMA conducting a test of its integrated public alert and warning system, which brings together a couple of existing alert systems, the emergency alert system and the wireless emergency alert system. It'll mark the first time that a presidential alert will be sent out to a majority of cell phone owners who won't be able to opt out of it. These types of alerts were established under President Bush, so the White House could issue a notification to the public if there was an emergency. I don't know about this. I don't know. It's not overused. The messages can be sent at the president's discretion. While experts have downplayed the possibility of the system being hacked, the presidential alert system, according to FEMA, moves ahead. Notes that users won't be able to opt out of getting the text messages. Yes, what we need is a text from the...
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.